got a few scriptures on our heart of thought the Lord laid upon us this week. Y'all pray for us as we try to. I'm concerned today. God has really blessed us at Hilltop through all this. Next month will be a year that we've been kind of fighting this. And I know the pandemic has been around since this time a year ago, a little before this time. But it really started affecting us and our youth revival last year here at Hilltop, to where we had to make some decisions and start going other direction. And then we met in the parking lot. We met inside some still in the parking lot. We've done different things, but what worries me, and I've not been so concerned about us. I have been here concerned about us here at Hilltop, but so far we've been able to handle it okay, but it still concerns me, because any time the devil can get in there and cause a division among us, and I know that's what he wants to do. But a lot of our churches are really, really hurting today. They're suffering today. A lot of our people will never come back. I'll be honest with you, a lot of them has done got accustomed to staying home. They've got accustomed to watching the old-fashioned gospel hour on Sunday morning, listening to the radio and watching on Facebook. And all these things is good things, but listen, it'll never make up for church. And I've talked to people that, I'm talking about sound people. I'm not talking about some people that, you know, got saved last year and got baptized and been, you know, in and out a little bit and maybe not come. I'm talking about people that have been in church all their life that I'm concerned that they'll never come back. And that worries me, because they're the ones I've looked up to and the ones you've looked up to, and we need them. And so somehow or another, we've got to continue on. We've got to keep laboring, and we can't let this beat us. We can't let the devil come in and cause this right here to be the thing that ends it for our children and our grandchildren. I'm telling you right now, we're fighting things. We're in a battle. Between the things that's going on in our nation, between the things going on in our churches, between the things of this pandemic, it's a battle right now. If you're not seeing the battle, then you're out of it. You're not in it, because it's one going on. I want you to know, I've heard people say, the devil don't bother me. Well, then he's done got you. Listen, when he ain't bothering you, he's got you exactly where he wants you. Because he ain't worried about you, because he done knows he's got you where he needs you at. But listen, if you're in a battle, you know he that you're in the battle. You'll know it when you're in it, because he's doing everything to do to stop you from serving God. He'll do everything he can. So that's what we're in now. We're in a battle, and we don't need to let him win. I want to read very familiar scripture from Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I want us to look at it as a living sacrifice today. That's what I want. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. In the Old Testament, we'll find that they offered rams and goats and lambs and different things, dead sacrifices unto God. And I want you to realize that's not what he's asking us to do here. He's asking us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. In other words, he's not saying to take risks that's unreasonable. He's not saying, I want you to know, the only ones ever had to die for us is Jesus Christ. He's not looking for us to go out and do something silly to just end up dying for the cause. That ain't what he's looking for. The one that had to die has already died. He wants us to present ourselves as a living, a lively sacrifice, you might say, something that God can use, and that is just a reasonable service unto God. David said one time, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me?" Oh, in other words, what he was saying, what shall I give unto the Lord? Over there in Thessalonians, I believe it is in chapter 5, it says, render not evil for evil. So don't give evil for evil. But what we should do is give back to God, because he's given us so much. And how we do that is presenting our body as a living sacrifice unto him. Once again, not to do something, I'll go out and do something silly, but give him honor and glory. And I want you to realize today, that's what scares me when I hear people say, I won't name no names, but I heard a man I've got a ton of confidence in, as much as anybody told me, said God told him not to go to church. I want you to listen. I don't believe that. I don't believe you can serve God in a safe way. There's parking lots all around here where there's opportunities for you to go and sit in the parking lot and be safe and serve God. But we have got to keep trying. We can't just stop. I want you to know, if you let this pandemic or this new president or whatever it may be stop you from serving God, then you have failed to be a lively or living sacrifice unto God. And a lot of us are failing today. I won't be honest with you. If it up to me, I'd just quit. If it was just up to me, I'd say, I give up, I quit. I'm tired of fighting this battle, but it ain't up to me. I want you to know, I love our children. I love our grandbabies, but more than that, I love God. I love him, and when we get to the point that he matters more than us, than everything else, then we'll be a living sacrifice to him. That's what we've got to be. I don't believe she'll mind me telling. There's a sister out there in the parking lot one time, and y'all know who she is. If you ever heard her talk, she talked about serving God out of fear. And she called me up one day, and she was talking about how she feared God and all these things. I told her, I said, sister, listen to me. When it finally got to where I could really be some kind of instrument for God, is when I quit serving him out of fear and started serving him because I loved him. I want you to know there's a difference. I fear God as much as anybody, but I don't serve him that way anymore. I serve him because I love him. And you gotta love him more than anything else. And I want you to realize you gotta love him more than you do your children. You gotta love him more than you do your grandchildren. You gotta love him more than you do this nation. And when we get to that point, then we can serve him. We've got to be a living sacrifice unto him. He's not interested in dead things no more. They never did. They never forgive sins. Over in the Psalms, in the 69th chapter, in the 31st, says, I will praise the name of God with a song. We'll magnify him with thanksgiving. In other words, that's what David said. I'll pay my vows in the presence of all his people. In the Psalm 116, that's how he was going to render unto the Lord for his benefits to him. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock have horns and hooves. Listen to me. He's not looking for a dead sacrifice. He's looking for us. He wants us to be a sacrifice unto him. Listen, he wants us to serve him. He wants us to give him honor and glory. And we can't do that at home, sitting in a recliner, watching something on TV or listening to radio. Yes, it's good. Please keep doing it. I love it myself. But you gotta keep going to church. You gotta keep serving God. You can't quit. I ain't just talking about little lay members. Our preachers are quitting today. We've got to somehow reach out to them and tell them we love them.
Amen.
I want you to know, when he gets our preachers, he's going to get our kids. And then he's going to get our grandkids. When our preachers quit, I want you to know it's going to be a sad time. And I'm telling you, they're about ready to quit. We cannot quit, brethren. If you got to preach on Facebook, you preach on Facebook. You got to preach on the radio, you preach on the radio. But listen, I ain't tearing these things down. I love them. It ain't nothing. Brother Marty is like my pastor. I listen to him every Sunday morning. He helps me. I need to be fed by the Word of God. Listen to me, I ain't running down. But listen, that can't take a place of church. He set a church up. He didn't set Facebook up. He didn't set a radio up. He set a church on a mountain. And he expects us to be lively sacrifices unto him. What did Peter say over here? Listen, he said, ye also lively stones are built upon a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. Listen, what for? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We're to be a sacrifice to God. Lively stones are built up. That's what Jesus set up. We just use the means any way we can to get the gospel out, but it'll never take the place of God's house. You are God's house. Y'all out there in the parking lot are God's house. We must not fail to assemble ourselves together. We can't quit, because when we do that, the devil's won. It concerns me when I talk to people that I have all the respect in the world, and they tell me they just don't feel like they need to do that anymore. It concerns me, and they say, when I talk to somebody, and they say, well, I can just stay at home and listen on the radio. And I get fed, you know, and I do too. I listen to Brother Marty, I get fed. But I can't wait to get here.
Amen.
You say, well, I just don't like sitting in the parking lot. I can't say that it's my favorite thing to do. But I want you to know, every time I've got to come and sit in the parking lot and hear Brother Brad preach, or Brother Barry preach, or Mark, or Tony, whoever it might be, I want you to know it's blessed my heart.
Amen.
I'd rather be sitting out there in the parking lot listening to sound doctrine preaching, listen to God's people sing and get blessed, and I had to be sitting at home watching a football game.
Amen.
Is that a lively sacrifice to God? A reasonable service is to gather ourselves together and serve God. That ain't asking nothing unreasonable. It's just a reasonable service. Just to be a living live sacrifice, to come and give testimony and tell people about Jesus. The Hebrew writer said, by him therefore let us offer sacrifice, praise God continue, that the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. The fruits of our lips. That's exactly what David said. What shall I render unto God for all his benefits unto me? I will pay my vows in the presence of all his people. In other words, I'll get up and tell people what Jesus has done for me. That's our service. When we stop doing that, we're going to lose everything. Now, I ain't saying you can't pay your vows sitting home in your living room. I ain't saying that. I believe that. But I believe we need to do it in the presence of his people. I seen Sister Leanne Dotson. We opened up, I hope she don't care for me telling this. Y'all probably heard her if you had any ears about you. We opened the doors of the church here a while back, and a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I was standing out there on the porch, and she got right there. Right there at the end of the pavement, not harder to the sidewalk, and had a tire down right there in the parking lot. Listen, the Spirit of God's out there just as much as it is in here. We can have a service anywhere we want to, but we need to come together. When we come together and work together and the presence of God is there, He'll move amongst His people. So once again, I'm toward in between. How do you tell people to keep coming together and serving the Lord and keep telling them to be saved? It ain't that hard to do if we'll just do it. We can come together and be saved, but we've got to do that. We got to keep coming together, and we got to keep being saved. Respect one another. Testify. I know it's different now. I know if we get all tore up like when Josh joined the church, and I want to tell you, as far as I know, nobody got sick out of that. I don't know nobody got sick. We hugged. We done everything but sloppy kissed in here that day. That's the truth. I mean, we was hugging, we was praying, we was shouting. There was no, every germ we had got spread it around. But you know something? As far as I know, nobody got sick. You know what I found? If God's in it, He can take care of it. Amen. But what scares me is that fella just says, well, I think I need to go shake Brother Yale's hand. I just love him. I want to shake his hand. If God ain't in that, that may not work out so good. So if the Spirit of the Lord moves, I found it'll work. If it don't, you better stay out of it. Best thing to do is just respect one another. Just respect one another. We don't have to have a handshake. We don't have to. I think it's good. I can't wait till we do. But we don't have to. We owe the right hand of church fellowship to a truckload.
Amen.
And when it comes time to do it, we're just going to tell them to come up here because I don't know who we have and who we haven't. But listen, we don't have to do that every Sunday to be a living sacrifice. He's not wanting us to get the virus and die to prove how much we love Him. He's wanting us to serve Him. He's not wanting us to die to prove we love Him. He's wanting us to give up the world out here, amen, the lust of the flesh.
That's
crucifying the flesh. He don't want us to go out here and hang on a cross somewhere. We all put up crosses everywhere. That's not to say, hey, look at me. It's to say, hey, look at Jesus. He ain't expecting us to go out here and sacrifice our bodies to prove how much we love God. He's wanting us to be a living sacrifice. He wants us to live and serve Him, not the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So don't quit. No matter how much the devil says it's a whole lot easier to sit at home, it sure is. At one Sunday, I didn't get to come when Mark preached because we was under quarantine and I wouldn't leave the house. And I think that's the right thing to do. If you got the virus and you're under quarantine, stay at home.
Amen.
If you're sick, don't come to church.
Amen.
Do the right thing and then it'll be okay. But I want to tell you something. I didn't enjoy that Sunday. I felt guilty. I done felt better. I'd go out and I went and tried to shoot my bow a time or two. And I couldn't enjoy that. And I love shooting my bow. I went in and I finally even turned that old TV on. I don't even like that thing. I cut it right back off. It was like emptiness in me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be. We're not to fail to assemble ourselves together. So as soon as I was able to come back, boy, I come back, I was ready.
Amen.
Don't fail to assemble yourselves together. Do it in a safely manner and be a living, lively sacrifice to God.
Amen.
That's just a reasonable service. I told Brother Barry the other day, me and him was talking on the phone, and I meant this, and I'll tell the rest of you. If I get to the point that I'm not going to the church, a us preachers, we get in our head. We kind of sometimes we feel like football coaches. As long as everything's going good, everybody loves you. It goes a little bad, and they're shipping you out the door, and they're calling somebody else. And if you ain't careful, if you don't handle yourself in that the right way, you get put out to pasture. And then the next thing you know, you're just ready to quit. I'll just stay at home, I'm quitting. If I ever get to the point that y'all hear me say, I'm not worried about going to church anymore, I'm just ready to quit, I want y'all to come to the house and drag me out of there and whoop me. I mean that. The greatest pleasure in my life has been serving my God. All the rest of it, I'm like Solomon. I've just found to be vanity. Paul said, I count it all dung. The greatest pleasure I've ever had is being a living sacrifice to an almighty God. A lively stone. So there's no place to stop.
Amen.
Not just for our children or grandbabies, but it's our reasonable sacrifice, service unto Him.
Amen.
So what shall I render unto God for all His benefits unto me? I'll keep going and I'll keep trying. Whether I sit in a parking lot, where I sit on a pew, or where I stand behind this board, I'm not going to quit. And you say, well, Brother Jeff, be careful saying that. I'm telling you, if I do, you want me. I don't want to quit.
Amen.
And I'm begging you not to. We've got something special here.
Amen.
This ain't, you don't find it on every street corner. Y'all love one another more than anybody I've ever seen love one another. And I've been a lot of good places. But this is special. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Don't let the devil win. I hope somebody got something out of it.
Amen.
I love you all. I love Bill and Teresa so much. I want them to be all right. Y'all keep praying. I love Amy so much. And all the others that are sick today, I miss Tim so bad. I miss all of us being together in here or out there, wherever it is. But I believe in all my heart one day again we will be. And when we all get in here, Josh's dismissal prayer, he said a couple of weeks ago, we might be surprised that we won't all fit in here. That's faith. That's being a living sacrifice. Not quitting. And when we have to tear this wall out, I preached right there behind that gas tank all last summer. Got a little hot doing it. I pray what happens. We get back in here and we have to tear this wall out and we have to build out yonder, and I stand right out there again and preach, except I'm inside the building. Fail not to assemble yourselves together. Don't quit. You're lively stones, not dead ones. You're lively stones. That's my message. You got a song, brother. I love y'all. I hope I've proved that.